The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The average high school football player hit in the head 652 times a season. The hardest of those hits exceeds 150 G's of force. That's like dropping a bowling ball on the player's head. But surprisingly, soccer ranks second for head injuries, typically heading the ball up to 12 times in a single game. That black and white sphere traveling up to 50 miles an hour.
I don't remember being hit, and I don't remember falling over.
Among those testifying, Brianna Scurry, who made the biggest save in American women's soccer, stopping the Chinese and winning Team USA its first World Cup. But her career ended violently on this knee-to-head collision.
I'm still suffering from some of the effects of that hit.
Scurry hasn't played since and now preaches to parents the importance of recognizing a concussion and getting out of the game.
There's, I don't want to say music to my ears, but the argument I've been making on the air for 4.5 years, brought to us that time by Jim Apollo, who reported on a hearing in Washington this week as the issue of concussions has drawn attention to problems in the school system. The focus on the concussion issue as it applies to sports talk, that sort of thing. Number 10 this week on our weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into this week's review. The items, the charts, if you will, for the week of November 10th to the 14th, 2014, reviewing the top 10 talk topics. I always love to say that sort of rolls off of my tongue. My tongue's top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine, working on this list as usual, surveying radio stations that have news talk radio hosts, programming, that sort of thing, to determine the list. So as we count down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, the focus on concussions and how they occur in sports, especially in football, is where we get started.
Number 9.
Number 9, a focus on the Kardashians, especially Kim, once again. Here's host Jimmy Cephalo talking to entertainment reporter Ashley Roth about the attempt to break the internet by Miss Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian with her bare bottom on the cover of a magazine, and it was supposed to break the internet. It didn't do that, but now she's outdone herself once again.
Paper Magazine, so that's the magazine that she did this photo shoot with, which they apparently couldn't pay her for. They couldn't pay her original going price that she normally charges. So she got in the room with this photographer, and apparently it was her decision to go full frontal nude. And Paper Magazine released the image. Now, they posted it on Instagram, and for the internet, there are blocked out bars over her lady bits. But if you actually go to their website, nothing is blurred out.
No.
So she actually went full frontal nudity, and it's a little crazy, but she hasn't really said anything about it yet, but everyone is talking about this, and some people are saying, you know, she's just grasping for straws for attention, and
no, Kim Kardashian wanting attention?
Right? Like, how could they accuse her of that? I don't know. It's outrageous.
Number 8.
The number 8 item, something that's gone on a lot. The discussion of net neutrality has been on the surface for, a year or so. This week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I talked to Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. We discussed net neutrality because the president has made some comments recently about what it means or what we ought to be doing.
In 30 to 60 seconds, explain net neutrality, because it's a confusing issue.
It is even more confusing today than it was last week, because now it's a political football in addition to a technological issue.
Right, the FCC
is
getting involved.
Yeah, basically, the idea of net neutrality is you pay someone like the cable company to use the internet, and they should not tinker with what you see and the speed at which you see it. They should just be a pipeline and give you what you want as long as it's legal. And there are, frankly, some valid reasons to monkey with that relationship with you, and I think that's important to talk about.
How do you mean monkey?
Well, you know, on one hand, the idea of a free, neutral internet is very important, and it's not just an economic issue. It even, you know, if you monkey with it, you could start getting into issues like censorship. But on the other hand, this is not just an economic issue, or it's not just a censorship issue. But if you look at net neutrality from the perspective of the cable company, everybody likes to bash the cable company, but sometimes, you know, they have a justifiable view of the world. And here's their view of the world. They used to charge you for access to the internet, and they used to charge you to watch TV. Now, lots of people only pay to access the internet and go somewhere else to pay to watch TV, like Netflix and Hulu. The irony is, the cable company is still stuck. They lost the revenue from you to watch TV, but they still have to deliver their competitors' content to your TV through their pipes or their bandwidth. So their costs are going up as you watch more and more Netflix and Hulu, and that's revenue they used to have and no longer get. So they're in a really awkward spot, and I think it's justifiable for them to say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't fair. We have to make some kind of other arrangement.
And they suggest what?
Well, I think that the current solution is not a good one because it's trying to accomplish too many things in one idea, the idea of net neutrality. We should address the issue of you pay for what you use. You know, on your cell phone or your tablet, you buy a bucket of data and you use it and you pay for it. And if you use more, you pay more. Today, you get an unlimited amount of internet. There's no way for this situation to be solved without bigger users of data at home paying more for their data they use, and hopefully people who use very little data to pay less. But at the end of the day, we're all going to pay. But if you combine the economic part of this situation with the potential for censorship, that's where you get into trouble, because I don't want anybody telling me what I can look at on the internet. And even though I think the cable company has a legitimate issue here, I don't ever want them to be able to give a fast lane or a slow lane to some things or other things. Because,
so, for example, Doug, Netflix,
the potential for censorship.
Netflix and YouTube would get faster speeds for their services than DougStephan.com would get for its.
Sounds like that's the way to shake things up. All right, now maybe hopefully you understand that issue a little bit more. Number 8 this week, the net neutrality issue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So it would follow number 7 will be up next, and that's the truth here on the countdown.
With cooling temperatures and drier climates, now's the time of year when women everywhere are seeking relief for dry, itchy, and irritated skin. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Here with us today is Dr. Ellen Marmer, leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty. Dr. Marmer, when it comes to cool weather skincare, is there anything women often overlook?
Women are usually aware about upping their skincare in the cooler months, but one area that is often neglected is our underarms. As a result of shaving, especially this time of year, our underarms can become dry and irritated.
How can we reduce underarm dryness and irritation?
An easy solution is using a multitasking deodorant like Dove Advanced Care, because not only does it offer 48-hour odor and wetness protection, but it is the only deodorant formulated with nutrient moisture to provide softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Deodorant. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Number 7.
The number 7 item this week as we roll along with our talk radio countdown show is a focus in the battle against ISIS. Is the ISIS group all alone? Well, it appears things are changing somewhat, as we hear in this conversation from talk hosts Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, the terrorist groups getting together.
After 9/11 and the months and years that followed, I thought, man, there is no way. There was no way anybody would ever, maybe just a few people, maybe fringe, a bunch of fringe people, would ever want to either match or surpass what Al-Qaeda did and the allegiance that Al-Qaeda had. And once we started going after Al-Qaeda leaders and after the Al-Qaeda soldiers, I thought naively, there's no way somebody's going to recreate that.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was I wrong with ISIS.
Well, I mean, ISIS is doing a lot of recruiting. Americans.
They're doing a better job, they're better funded, and gaining better and bigger following than ever before.
Yeah, I still don't think they can touch Al-Qaeda and what Al-Qaeda did to America. But what they do better than anybody else is recruit, and they have recruited, I think, this whole other militant group.
Yeah, there's a militant group out of Egypt that have pledged their allegiance to ISIS.
They're BFFs now.
And you're right, they're joining, and this is even more disturbing, they're joining a growing number of other groups that kind of sort of think along the same lines as ISIS,
right,
that are saying, together, we are much stronger than if we stay apart. That is disturbing.
I think about it this way. Maybe this is just silly. ISIS is a Major League Baseball team, and they just recruited an Egyptian militant group that's kind of going to be their farm system. This is like their AAA team. They need a little bit more work. They need a little bit more, you know, terrorist 101 classes. I don't know what you want to call it until they're ready to move up to the major.
They need a little more reps. Some more reps.
That's scary, man. It is scary to think about, you know, how many people want to join ISIS around the world. Because when it was Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, they had these guys in the mountains and in the caves for years. And they were planning, and we kind of knew a little bit about them. But we really didn't do very much. We said, the problem is over there. Let's not worry about it too much. And then, of course, 9/11 happened and everything changed.
There are a number of people in this Egyptian militant group. They're not afraid of killing anybody, including civilians. They don't like Israel. Boy, that could become a major problem.
Yeah.
And they're well-armed.
Yeah. They've already got arms, and ISIS has all the money, and so they've got a new best friend.
All right, Mac Watson, Larry Gatos there talking about some of these people that have gotten together. You may or may not have heard this week that the leaders of ISIS, they call themselves now IS, the Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda, gathered at a farmhouse in northern Syria, agreed on a plan to stop fighting each other and work together against their opponents, i.e. us and the West. This kind of an accord could present difficulties, I suppose, for those of us who are trying to bump these people off. So what's the approach now? You got to wonder what it is. And why isn't it just the number one priority of the president, instead of spending as much time as he is on immigration, way to maybe perhaps endear yourself a little bit more to the American public is to work harder to get rid of this problem that is ISIS and the other groups getting together. Ah, well. Number 6 up next on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item this week on our weekly review of the News Talk items that are in the top ten focus on Iran and the latest on what they're doing with their nuclear program. From our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talk host Alan Ludell here with a conversation he's having. Middle East expert Aaron David Miller is on his program, and they discuss the approaching deadline for nuclear talks with Iran.
On the Iran story, what do you think is going to happen by the 24th?
You know, I've been a skeptic all along. Issues are tough, complicated, gaps are very wide. But the more I hear, I get a sense that they're on negotiations for a long time. They're clearly closing in on something. Whether it'll be the end game, a comprehensive agreement or some framework of principles which breaks open some of the key issues, I don't know. But it strikes me that something's coming. Maybe an extension with some substantive breakthrough, but both sides are pretty invested in this, and I think they want to be.
Well, both sides may be invested, but you always have the other elements in Iran undercutting the negotiations on that side, and the new Republican-dominated Senate undercutting on this side.
No, it's true. Political space for a deal in both Tehran and Washington is great, but the real question is what the Supreme Leader wants. Does Khamenei see this as a moment? Republican Senate and House notwithstanding.
Well, do you think that the president writing a letter to the Supreme Religious Leader was advisable or a sign of weakness or just trying to get this in the same game as fighting ISIS in Iran and in Iraq and Syria?
This is the fourth letter in this administration, and I suspect there have been other letters in previous administrations. I think it's all part of the tic-tac. The only thing that matters, frankly, is whether this deal is a good deal. And by that, we've already surrendered ground. We're not going to prevent the Iranians from acquiring a weapon. We may constrain them. And that is a fundamental difference. But look, I'm not sure there's much anybody can do at this point to basically take the Iranian nuclear issue, close down the file. We're always going to be wondering, Alan, whether or not they aren't, in many respects, still interested in becoming a threshold nuclear weapon.
Was there a Reagan-type trust but verify here, or is that impossible?
I think it's really, really hard. You're asking for the kind of accountability and transparency that comes with the kind of relationship between nations, in fact, that they're prepared to give one another the benefit of the doubt. And We're not. There's simply too much that divides the United States and Iran. We execute almost as many people as the Chinese. We have different policies with them on Iraq.
And yet we deal with the Chinese as equal partners.
We do, but they certainly don't ascribe to American values. And the Iranians, unlike China, well, actually, maybe like the Chinese, are interested in their own sphere of influence. So, no, we're going to be butting heads with Tehran.
Yeah, I was going to say, in some respects, it may have commonalities. Okay,
yep.
The situation in Jerusalem and elsewhere, new intifada?
Well, if by that you mean a sustained massive uprising that characterized the 87 to 92 intifada for the 2000 to 2004, it's hard for me to see. But the sort of intensification of anger and resentment, terror in Jerusalem, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very hard, whether this is directed or inspired, to stop these attacks with vehicles, stabbing, shooting. It's just another indication, frankly, that the Israeli-Palestinian pot is going to continue to boil.
You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our overview of the top 10 items that have made it as a result of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, where you get Talkers TV and Talkers Radio, a different slant on some of the same things that are going on the radio. We continue in this mode as number 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 come up in the next half hour of the countdown. Stick around for that. It's 28 minutes after the hour now.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You, too, can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home, helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier. From gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday,
happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
As the Talk Radio Countdown review for the week continues, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's recap where we are. The situation with football players and concussions at number 10. The Kardashian magazine cover, number 9. Net neutrality, number 8. Battle against ISIS, number 7. The Iran nuke situation, number 6. So let's get to number 5 and move up closer to number 1, shall we?
Number 5.
Number 5 is politics, pure presidential politics, pure presidential prospect politics. How do you like that? A little alliteration for you to wipe in your head. Here's host Robert Rees talking about some of the latest rumors regarding who will run as a Republican.
Dr. Ben Carson, his contract was canceled by Fox News as a pundit. And so, you know, it kind of leads you to assume that because he's making serious steps to running for president now. You have George W. Bush over the weekend saying to CBS News that his brother, Jeb, is about 50-50 chance that he'll run for president. And then you've got Scott Walker giving some hints over the weekend as well, the governor of Wisconsin, saying that he loves the state, but he also loves his country, and he'll have to see what the future holds. Then when he was asked if he supports Paul Ryan, he said, well, I do. I'd be president of his fan club, but, he said, but, in other words, but I think I'm better, is really what he really meant to say. Doesn't matter what else happened. It just, you use the word but, it means he's good, but he's not as good as me. And then we had a texter wanted to know what I thought about Mike Huckabee running, and I said, I don't think he'll run. I have some close people I know who are close friends with Mike Huckabee, and say Mike Huckabee is happy with his life right now. Now, I don't think I'll get in trouble for saying this. I think it's pretty common knowledge now out there in the trades and stuff, but we run a Mike Huckabee report in the earlier hours of the day, in the 6 o'clock hour, I believe it is. Maybe it's 5:45. So we run a Mike Huckabee report every day. And then when they play, there's another one that plays again in the middle of the day. I've been told that after the end of this year, we will not be running those reports anymore. And it's not because we're not running them anymore. It's because Mike's not doing them anymore. So first, Mike Huckabee canceled his TV or his radio show, and now he's canceled his daily reports that he does. Maybe that's because he's freeing up time to run for president. Or maybe it's as my friends who know him say, and that's because he's starting to get to where he's just comfortable with life. would like to just sit back and relax and enjoy life instead of having to be just go, 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 go all the time. Even if Huckabee runs, I don't think he won the Republican nomination, much less win the general election. That's a big uphill battle. Look, I don't mind Mike Huckabee because I didn't support him in the 2008 election. I didn't think he was the guy in 2008. I liked a lot of stuff with him way before he started reaching national attention. I liked him better than a lot of the other people that were running. Way better than John McCain. Way better than John McCain. But to lead the country, honestly, I didn't think he'd be better than Mitt Romney was. Even in 2008, I thought Mitt Romney would have been a better leader.
All right, so the discussion about the future of who might be a good presidential prospect and then whittling it down, Mike Huckabee in the conversation there, information about him and his daily report, as this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and it is produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is pretty much the Bible of the talk radio industry. I can relay to you a report that Huckabee is not going to stop his daily vignettes, his daily commentary. It's just going to be delivered, produced and delivered by a different company. So I didn't want to tell you that Mr. Reese was wrong, but Mr. Reese was wrong. He may not have known that pretty much on the same day that the information came out that Huckabee was going to be canceled by the folks at Cumulus, and because they wanted to bring on Mike Rogers, the former congressman that they've hired to do some talk work. He's replacing Huckabee. A lot of stations will probably say no to that because nobody really knows who Rogers is. Pretty much everybody knows who Huckabee is. He has saleability and therefore will produce another daily, as the first of the year, another continue, actually, with his daily commentaries, which, frankly, are quite good. I like his measured approach to things myself. Do I think he ought to be president? No. But I think he has a good way about him, and we need a little bit more of that in some circles in the corner of the world that I'm in, and that's in the world of news, talk, commentary, conversation on the radio. All right, let's keep moving here.
Number four.
The Affordable Health Care Act. Like we haven't had enough of that. Well, things are changing. Sign up this weekend for those of you who weren't in the first round. Here's host Dan Miller talking to Kirk Roy from Blue Cross Blue Shield about some changes that will affect you this coming year.
This is a tricky thing. People are still trying to get used to this. They're trying to still figure out how things fit in. I'm looking at some of this material, and it says we're going from 18 plans to 41 plans.
In Blue Cross's offering of plans, we've expanded our choices for consumers from 18 plans to 41. Yeah.
So 18 wasn't confusing enough?
We try to minimize confusion, but we really heard from our customers that they wanted different options, and we're trying to have the widest range of choices available for them to meet their needs. Everybody's got a different need.
And what did we get with the 41 options? I mean, that's a lot of options. What should people be looking for to try and figure out which one is right for them?
So if you're buying your own insurance, these options are the ones for people who are buying their own insurance, whether they do that on healthcare.gov or they do that directly themselves with their insurer. They really have to look at two things. What level of benefit that they want. There's the so-called metal levels, gold, silver, bronze, platinum. And also they need to ask the question, what network do I want? What doctors and hospitals do I want to be able to see with my health insurance? Those are the two big differences. Each of those comes at a different price point and premium in terms of the richness of the benefits and the wideness of choice. So depending on what you're looking for in terms of whether you'd be paying a slightly higher premium to have richer benefits and more choice, ranging down to a lower monthly premium, but a little bit maybe more out of pocket and a little bit more focused network of doctors. Those are the two dimensions that people really have to consider about how it's going to suit their needs the best.
You mentioned richness, and I'm assuming that if you want total choice and the best benefits, you better be rich.
Yes, that will be on the high end of the premium, and some people like to make that trade-off. They'd rather pay more up front and have a little bit more predictability through the year. Other people say, I'd rather have the lowest premium I can, and I will sort of take the risk that if I have to go to the doctor or hospital, I'll pay a little bit more out of pocket.
Now, people like me who are fortunate enough to have Fox 2 covering my health care insurance probably aren't as worried about the Affordable Care Act, but there are a lot of people who do need to know what's going on here, who have to make a choice, right? Or there's a penalty.
Yeah, it's a lot of the discussion and action right now is around people have to buy their own insurance and healthcare.gov and all of that sort of thing. But if you sort of run it down about where you're getting your coverage today, if you're on Medicare, there's probably nothing different that you have to do this year because of the Affordable Care Act. You need to look at the options, whether you're in a Medicare supplemental plan or Medicare Advantage plan. Keep doing what you do every year. If you have employer-sponsored coverage, talk to your employer about if they're making any changes. If you buy your own insurance, this is where you have to get early. Pay attention to the notices you get from the government and your insurer, and going into open enrollment, which starts on November 15th, you have to make a choice. And if you need to make any changes to your coverage for 1-1, you got to make that change by December 15th.
Right. Number three. All right, let's move along now. Number three on our Talk Radio Countdown show this week is a focus on Russia and what they're doing to sort of give us the old 1-2. Here's how's Dave Cohen talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about a report that Russia has long-range bombers flying over the Gulf of Mexico.
One of the things that was troubling me when I went to bed last night was this report that I read that says, in a show of military muscle, Russia is going to send long-range strategic bombers over the Gulf of Mexico in international waters just off the U.S. coast. Should I be alarmed by this report that Putin is sending bombers right here off the Louisiana coast?
Well, that's your alarm, Dave, but we certainly need to be aware. And this is part of, you know, muscle flexing by the Russians. They used to do this during the Cold War fairly routinely, land the aircraft in Cuba and fly back. That being said, you know, U.S. aircraft will be on alert, as will our radars and detection devices. It's part of a broader picture where the Russians now are flexing their muscles across the world in many ways. We're talking about more flights over the Arctic. They clearly admit that. We're talking about military forces moving into Ukraine. We're talking about a number of encounters, Russian exercises, simulating cruise missile attacks on Denmark, as well as the United States. The Russians say this is in response to what they say is very, very strong anti-Moscow efforts by NATO in response again to their intervention in Ukraine, which is still ongoing.
You referenced the Cold War, and as I've done research on this, I'm finding that Putin now has a pretty good cash stream flowing in from the Chinese, as he's formed an alliance where he's providing them with energy and they're providing him with cash to fund his military. Are we returning to the Cold War? If the president of Russia is telling us he's taking land in Ukraine and no one can stop him, and now he's flying bomber missions right off the United States, are we returning to Cold War era types of relations with the Russians?
I think we certainly could be, and you're right, the Russians are trying to cut a large energy deal with the Chinese, but in part that's because of the economic sanctions that hit Russia pretty bad. We've seen a dramatic drop in the value of the ruble over the last 5 or 6 months. We've seen, you know, Russian estimates of economic growth go to zero, and of course they're being further hit not only by the sanctions which slow the export of oil by the Russians to many places, but also at the same time the price of oil has dropped precipitously down to around $80 a barrel, which also hits them that way as well. And the Russians have announced an increase in their defense spending, but still, in comparison to the United States, one has to keep in mind that they're talking about $80 to $90 billion being their military budget. Last year we spent $535 billion. So while this is a point of concern, possibly moving back in the direction of things we saw during the Cold War, I think we have to pay attention to it. But the real crisis I think we've got to confront in the near future will be this one over the Ukraine, where the ceasefire seems to be breaking down.
All right, so there we have it, number three, something that actually a lot of people are talking about this week. Not that I'm suggesting that the other items are not what is being a focus. This is really something that's grabbed people, as has the relationship that we build with the Chinese. That's up next in the number two slot on the countdown.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
With cooling temperatures and drier climates, now's the time of year when women everywhere are seeking relief for dry, itchy, and irritated skin. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Here with us today is Dr. Ellen Marmer, leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty. Dr. Marmer, when it comes to cool weather skincare, is there anything women often overlook?
Women are usually aware about upping their skincare in the cooler months, but one area that is often neglected is our underarms. As a result of shaving, especially this time of year, our underarms can become dry and irritated.
How can we reduce underarm dryness and irritation?
A An easy solution is using a multitasking deodorant like Dove Advanced Care, because not only does it offer 48-hour odor and wetness protection, but it is the only deodorant formulated with nutrient moisture to provide softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Deodorant. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Number two.
All right, moving fast up to number one, the number two position occupied by our new buddies, the Chinese, and how we got together with them this past week at the Asia-Pacific deal for a climate change agreement. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to correspondent Joe Gomez about the president's deal.
What are the Chinese prepared to do?
I guess they're prepared to follow suit here. I mean, it sounds like the Chinese are going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by close to a third over the next 2 decades. This is historic because this is the first time that China has actually agreed to reduce carbon emissions. I mean, as you mentioned, they have so many coal-fired power plants out there. The smog is really nightmarish. I was actually in China for a story earlier this year, and you breathe that smog in. It's like being out in a wildfire. It literally burns your lungs when you're out there in Beijing and even Shanghai, and you take that that speed train throughout the country, and you can just, it's almost like this rolling fog that's coming through the mountains, but it's not. It's actually smog. So this is really historic on China's part if they actually live up to it and they do reduce their pollutants and their air pollutants by 2030. It'd be the first time that they've done so. And during Obama's visit, during the APEC summit, China also gave off, they closed some coal plants just for the day. They let their workers go and try to reduce their pollutants in their cars and so forth. And so it was the first time, I think, in probably months that they actually had blue skies in Beijing.
Wow. Even if they do it by one-third, they're still going to be the world's largest polluter, aren't they?
Yeah. They still have a ways to go. I think China and Russia both have a long ways to go. But it's a step in the right direction for China, which for so long has just had a really bad reputation as being a polluter and really just disregarding, show any kind of restraint when it comes to just using coal and burning and just creating all this all these toxic fumes in the air. But it's gotten to the point in China where they actually have designer face breathing masks.
You know, I was in China, but it was 10 years or maybe even longer than that ago, and I didn't find, that this fellow is Gomez is exaggerating in terms of Beijing. I won't tell you that he's exaggerating when it comes to some of the industrial cities. Matter of fact, I was shocked
when I went to one city where the terracotta warriors are, and you really literally, it was the middle of the day, sunny someplace, not in that city because you couldn't see through the smog and the clouds. But Beijing is not like that in my experience anyway. Let's wrap up the countdown with number one up next here.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
All right, so the executive amnesty plan for immigration, number one, the lame duck Congress, what it will do. The president seems to be getting in everybody's face on this. On my Good Day program earlier in the week, I talked to Victoria Jones, who's correspondent from the Talk Radio News Service in Washington, about the Congress, the president, and the funding bill, the immigration reform package, if you will.
They won't get out by the week of the 17th of December. So one of the big bets is going to be, are they going to, or are they going to get derailed and have to start mucking about, staying up until, you know, Christmas Eve and things like that? Well, they've got a funding bill that they really do need to get done. One of the things they need to get done is funding of Syrian rebels. They've got government funding. They need to get that done. So, and they've got to decide whether they're going to do a short-term funding, government funding bill, or really do it through September the 30th of next year. Many people are saying, let's just do it through September the 30th next year and stop having the crises. But some lawmakers and conservative activists want to get John Boehner and Mitch McConnell to bow to their demands to do it short-term because they want leverage over President Obama, who is going to take action on immigration before the end of the year, and that's looming over the entire lame duck session.
The immigration situation, there's a confrontation. The president wants to do something that seems pretty outrageous to most Americans, but then he's done a lot of unpopular things, thus his unpopularity. What about immigration? Can the Republicans stop whatever he may try to do?
Well, I'm sure they're going to try. I don't think they can stop it if it's an executive order. They've had all their lawyers looking really carefully at what he can legally do and what would cross the line. So I think they going to be really careful to make sure that whatever he does has some kind of precedent, that something similar has been done by other presidents. And it's going to depend on how sweeping this is. Is it going to be 1 million, 2 million people, 7 million people? If he sticks to 1 or 2 million people, I don't think it will be considered as outrageous as if he goes for 7 or 8 million people.
All right, so let's continue in this vein here with another focus on a program hosted by Jane Foy and Rick Daniels. Here they talk to Pam Coulter from CBS about what, if anything, Congress will be able to accomplish in this so-called lame duck session starting this week and going till the end of the year.
We were just discussing what might or probably won't happen in Congress. What's your take on it?
Congress is coming back into session for the lame duck session, probably about 15 working days before they wrap up. And the good question is what they're going to accomplish. Really, to start, there's a hearing in the Senate on funding for the effort to fight Ebola. But most of it is orientation and procedural stuff, new members coming in, finding their way around, voting on the party leadership and committee chairs. They're going to hope to get as much done as they can in this session, but we'll see what happens.
Now that they're getting back to work, one of the things that they seemed to kind of agree on at that lunch meeting a week before last was the need for Congress to authorize all of these advisors and using military in Syria and Iraq. Do you think this lame duck Congress will actually get around to discussing that, or are they going to wait till January and let the next Congress do that?
Well, it's possible, but that is another issue that Republicans say should be left to the new Congress and not the lame duck lawmakers here, because it is so important on whether the U.S. basically engages in this military action against ISIS. They argue it should be left until later. But on the other hand, you know, they want to get to it now. Many members want to get to it now because of the importance of weighing in on it while, you know, the action is already underway.
Also, as part of the charts produced by Talkers Magazine every week, not only the big stories, the top topics, but the number from number 10 to number 1, the number of people being discussed as a focus, starting at number 10 this past week, Kim Kardashian, Tom Wheeler from the FCC at number 9, the Ayatollah Khomeini, number 8, Scott Walker, number 7, Hillary Clinton, number 6, Jonathan Gruber at 5, Mitch McConnell at 4, President of China at 3, President of Russia at 2, and the President of the United States at number 1. Our poll at DougStephan.com over the weekend, pretty much the same as we do every weekend. We list the top 10 talk topics there for you, and then ask you to tell us which is the most important one. So if you've been listening in the last hour and you'd like to register your thoughts, help yourself at Doug Stephan, StephanN.com, and tell us what the on the listing there is the most important item for you. Makes for continuing good fodder, good conversation, which is what the world of News Talk Radio is all about and what we serve here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.